Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined now by owner of the winning team, Barney Visser, and Furniture Row Racing President, Joe Garoni. Welcome. We'll start with a question for Barney. What was going through your mind during the last 10 laps of the race?
I should have a better answer than I do right now because I've been asked that about six times tonight. I'm like everybody else. I'm just praying there's not going to be a caution here. It was pretty intense. I was thinking about last year and having the fastest car here and just not being able to pull it off. This place can break your heart, and so I just didn't know what was going to happen.
We'll open it up for questions. First, we'll go to Jeff.
For either you, Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Did you understand what Cole was going for when he was first calling Martin into the pits, or were you in the dark as much as everybody else was initially?
Oh, I got it 100%. Yeah, it was, and it was, flying by the seat of your pants kind of call. Had we not been running second at the time and feeling like we maybe weren't quite as good as the four car, at least at that point in time, it was a call that the guys rumbled back and forth about and made. And obviously the first time we called it, it didn't work. So it was really cool that we were able to call it the second time. And, what a great move by Cole.
Next, we'll go to Bob.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Barney, you kind of alluded to this, but Rodney Childers said he felt last year you all had the best car and the four won, and now he felt like the four had the best car and you won, so he feels like everything's square.
Do you have the same? No, I think we still need to beat him a few more times. So, yeah, no, that's right. This place can break your heart. You show up with the fastest equipment, and we both think we have the best driver, and but today we won and they lost. So,
do we have any questions upstairs?
No questions upstairs.
Next, we'll go over here.
I guess I'm going to leave it for both of you because I don't know which of you would be better answer, but you have been growing this organization for a little while now. What does a win like this mean as far as the maturity of the team and what you're building out of it?
Well, it continues. Anytime we get a win, it continues to strengthen the team and validate our efforts. In particular, coming off a championship, you want to come back the second year and be as strong as you can possibly be. It's not just about putting cars out, good, strong cars out on the track and the guys doing good stops and making the right calls. It's also about the platform we build for our sponsors. And I think that continues to grow, and I think we've shown real strong strength there as a leader. And it's just winning's everything and validates our efforts.
Any additional questions?
Well, thank you. Blush, blush.
Next, we'll come back to Bob.
Barney, Harvick has a little bit owned the series at the start of the year. You all seem to be coming along here. Have you felt, after last year, have you been feeling greedy and like, why can't we win them all? And where do you see your team just as far as championship contention versus Harvick?
It's taken us a little longer to get this downforce package pulled together. They started out a little faster than we did, and I think we're starting to get a handle on it now, and I think we're going to be real strong the rest of the season.
We are also joined now by winning crew chief Cole Pern. Questions for Cole? Let's go to Jeff.
I was hoping you're going to ask me about Oregon.
The gash?
No.
Oh. Jeff Gluck.
I wish it was something cooler.
Oh. Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. I guess people are on Twitter are asking that, so you can answer that if you want. But they're like, oh, my gosh, what is that? But I was more wondering about the strategy. how long before you made that call were you thinking of that? And was it, did it become obvious to you, like, all right, this is the only shot we have here to run with this guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of as the first run went and, you know, they started to make gains on us and, you know, it was clear they were a little bit better. And, you know, we continued to work on the car, too. I mean, I think, you know, really before we pitted the last time, we were getting way more equal with them. You know, we were starting where I thought we were actually gaining on them a little bit. But, you know, earlier in the race, yeah, we were like, hey, if this goes long and, you know, this might be our opportunity to do something different. And fortunately, it worked out.
Go to Bob.
Bob Pockers, ESPN. I have two for Cole. First off, how did you get that
guy? I wish I was fighting a bear or a cougar or something cool like that, but my wife has been on me about building this treehouse for her kids, and anyways, I wanted nothing to do with it, but we were fortunate with the West Coast race. We were able to fly out Friday morning, so I actually like had a somewhat of a day off on Thursday, and I decided to get involved, and they kind of had it screwed up a bit from what they had done before, and we kind of took it all down and reset, and we were resetting like a 4x4 corner post, and I thought my wife had it, and she didn't, and I walked away to get a clamp, and she yelled my name, and I turned right into it, and basically got KO'd by it, and but yeah, I went right down to my skull, bled a lot, and had to get stitched on the inside, then on the outside, and I was back in about an hour, and I worked till about 9 o'clock Thursday night, and I finished the stupid thing, so I'm glad it's done.
He probably wouldn't have made that call if he wouldn't have been hit in the head.
A sense of pride of snookering them, and if the thought was to do it, were you thinking like, do we do it today or do we maybe wait for another road course race where the strategy could work?
I don't know. I mean, I think you got to take the opportunities when they present themselves, and you know, today was one of those. And you know, we were fortunate enough to last year. We had a really great car, you know, by far better than they were. And, you know, they were the second best car and we blew up and they won, you know, so today they were probably a little bit better than us. And, you know, we were having it fortunate enough for us to work out and win, but you know, you never know what's going to happen in the future. But, at the end of the day, we really wanted to win today and, proud it worked out.
Go back to Jeff.
How often does stuff like that go on? I mean, sometimes, you know, like in an oval race or something, it'll be like, Oh, the guys jumped up on the wall, but, you know, I don't really know if that affects the race that much, or at least we can't tell from our perspective or TV perspective, like, that it really played a factor in the race. This one was so obvious today, it seemed like, that this was deciding the outcome of the race. Has this happened in a situation before in your career where, like, that type of call actually really changed the outcome of the whole event?
I think there's little things that go on every week on a oval track, but it's just, I think the harder thing is that everything happens so much quicker. You know, you're here, you're, you know, 78, 80 second lap times versus, you know, 30 seconds on an average week. So it's a little bit different, more time to react to kind of to set something up, I guess, like that. So it's definitely a little bit of a product of just having a longer track and more opportunity to do that.
Rodney came into victory lane. What did he say to you? Were you surprised to see him? And do you guys have a pretty good relationship as you're continuing to battle here for titles?
Yeah, we have a great relationship. I feel like, you know, I respect him a lot and I think he does the same. And, you know, him and Martin work together back at MWR. So, I mean, they're good friends. I mean, at the end of the day, we're playing a game, you know? So it's like, at the end of the day, he's a good guy, and you know, I think it's kind of cool to for him to do that. And I think I always try and congratulate them when they win. He always does it when we win. And like you said, we've raced against each other now for, you know, as long as I've been a crew chief. You know, we've battled them a lot of weeks, and they're a great race team, and make us better. And you know, I think that was cool. You know, there's plenty of days where they're gonna be when they're gonna be up. I mean, you know, Kevin Harvick's a you know, awesome race car driver, and I got a lot of respect for him. I was a race engineer for him when I first started, so I think it's pretty cool to be able to race them like we do.
Any additional questions? Last question.
Got one upstairs.
Unusual. Oh, unusual, Cole, to have that kind of respect between race teams that are top tier contending race teams like that.
Well, I think that's the cool thing about racing. I mean, I think you go from this level down to a, you know, short track level. It's, you know, at the end of the day, you're competing against each other, but, you know, you're all there to help each other out, you know, when you're down. And at the end of the day, we're playing a game. So, I mean, it's kind of cool to have that camaraderie. And, you know, you spend so many weeks together, you know, beside each other in the garage area, working next to them and, you know, obviously competing with them on race day and stuff. So I think that's one of the cool thing about motorsports. You know, from go-karts to even to the cup level, is it's you know, it's kind of a family at the end of the day.
We have two questions upstairs.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. Cole, I wasn't quite clear on how Martin knew not to come to pit road. Did pit now mean don't pit, or did you call him off at the last second?
I called him off the last second. As far as he knew, we were pitting. You know, we're. I'd like to say that we're smart enough to use codes, but we're not, and we probably would screw it up. So it was just easier to say it and then call it off.
Next question upstairs.
Justin Schuler, Speedway Media. Cole, Truex shared in Victory Lane that he trusts you wholeheartedly. Win or lose, you guys do it together as a team and as an organization. So whenever you're able to pull off kind of what we felt was a strategy gamble, when you guys only pitted once in that final stage versus everyone else pitting twice, and then obviously hoping that no caution is going to come out in the closing laps, how does that help strengthen your bond together as a team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, caution could have came out and we would have been, you know, snookered the other way. So it's, yeah, we got a good relationship and we get along really well. And, you know, I think, you know, when it comes to these races, calling strategy, you just got to make the best call you can at the time. And that's what we did. And it worked out. So I think as far as his confidence in us is really good. And same with our confidence in them. I mean, I think that's the cool thing with being together as long as we have now. It's you continue to get better, and that's a neat thing.
Go right here in the front.
Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco Chronicle. Cole, congratulations. Was it about 15 laps from the end when you told Martin, we got this? What exactly was the language that you used, and what was going through your head at that point?
Once they really opted to, once we were able to get the lead and then they opted to pit again, which was the smart call for them at that point, you know, that was for sure the right call for them to make. But, you know, we had made our bet at that point and, you know, we were sitting there with a 23 second lead. It's like, well, you know, this kind of worked out. So just be smart here. And, you know, it was good. No caution came. We were able to bring it to the line.
Go to Bob.
If Harvick doesn't pit, then would you guys have pitted at that point, or was the whole intention to stay out?
Whole intention was to stay out. We had a lap in mind that we were going to pit at, and it was just trying to get ourselves off sequence from them.
Thanks. We'll go to Beth.
You all have a championship from last year. You're the defending champion team. And you're also kind of seen as the scrappy team, the smaller team that could, and you go against some powerhouse teams that are out there. What do you think keeps you as contenders and as champions?
We got a lot of great people, and obviously, you know, Barney's commitment to our team. I mean, he, you know, enables us to kind of do it at a high level for a single car team. And then, you know, on top of that, we got great partners in Toyota and Joe Gibbs Racing that, you know, that we couldn't do without, period. You know, they're awesome to work with, and we have a great relationship with them. So it's a kind of a unique situation where we got a lot of good people, and being out in Colorado is definitely, you know, a challenge at times, but we look to the opportunities that we can embrace it. And it really just comes down to people. We got a great team of people on, even though it is a one car team, and we rely on them heavily.
Any additional questions?
Can you elaborate a little bit on that? What do you gain, maybe not as much benefit as being a two-car team, but still get a lot of, how is it that it works with you and Gibbs?
You know, we work back and forth a lot, and it's, you know, some weeks it's difficult, you know, especially on East Coast races. We have to load a lot earlier, you know, just logistically to get there. And then, you know, these West Coast races, it's an advantage for us, you know, over most teams. We're able to have the car in the shop a few days, you know, more than everybody else to get them out here. So it's we like the West Coast races a lot. It plays into our favor, but you know, I think the biggest thing is it just comes down to relationships with people, and you know, we got a lot of really good ones and a lot of trust and you know, a lot of ones have just been built over time, and it's not something you can just go draw up. You know, we struggled for a lot of years, and we've just kind of adjusted and massaged and found a place that we know works for us. But it's a constant struggle. It's something we have to work at every week, and it's just fortunate enough again that we have a really good team of people, and we got a really good group of people that we work with.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.